Life Audio.
Hi, this is John Stonge, and before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to invite you to stop by my website, BibleStudyHeadquarters.com, where you'll find all sorts of resources and media to help you grow in your knowledge of Scripture and your relationship with Jesus. At BibleStudyHeadquarters.com, you'll find podcasts, videos, articles, books, and Bible studies that are all aimed to help you grow spiritually. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our email list as well so you can start receiving our weekly newsletter. Now let's take a quick pause for our network sponsors, and then we'll jump right into today's episode.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Micah Chapter 5. And we'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. Jerusalem, enemy troops have surrounded you. They have struck Israel's ruler in the face with a stick. Bethlehem Ephrath, you are one of the smallest towns in the nation of Judah. But the Lord will choose one of your people to rule the nation, someone whose family goes back to ancient times. The Lord will abandon Israel only until this ruler is born, and the rest of his family returns to Israel. Like a shepherd taking care of his sheep, this ruler will lead and care for his people by the power and glorious name of the Lord his God. His people will live securely, and the whole earth will know his true greatness, because he will bring peace. Let Assyria attack our country and our palaces. We will counterattack, led by a number of rulers whose strong army will defeat the nation of Assyria. Yes, our leaders will rescue us if those Assyrians dare to invade our land. A few of Jacob's descendants survived and are scattered among the nations. But the Lord will let them cover the earth like dew and rain that refreshes the soil. At present, they are scattered, but later they will attack as though they were fierce lions pouncing on sheep. Their enemies will be torn to shreds with no one to save them. They will be helpless, completely destroyed. The Lord said, "At that time, I will wipe out your cavalry and chariots, as well as your cities and your fortresses. I will stop you from telling fortunes and practicing witchcraft. You will no longer worship the idols or stone images you have made. I will destroy them together with the sacred poles and even your towns. I will become furious and take revenge on the nations that refuse to obey me." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word, and thank you for the blessing of being able to read it together today. And thank you, Lord, for this prophetic portion of Scripture that describes the fact that your Son, Jesus Christ, would come from Bethlehem and would rule the nation. That Jesus would lead like a shepherd taking care of his sheep, and that the whole earth will know of his greatness. Lord, we're grateful for this prophetic teaching from your word. And we're thankful, Lord, for the fact that you use the Scriptures to point our hearts to your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to trust in you in each and every context of our lives. And thank you, Lord, for your love. We pray that we would walk with you faithfully and that we would rejoice in the future that you have in store for all who trust in your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for all of these things. We commit ourselves to you today, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, my name is Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we're the host of Life After Addiction Podcast. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, check us out, Life After Addiction Podcast, and you can subscribe at lifeaudio.com.